This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I wanted to highlight a little native shrub that is super tolerant of some lousy conditions, as well as being a butterfly and hummingbird magnet. New Jersey tea is also recognized for being a native bee magnet, too. The shrub is a larval host for spring azure, summer azure, and mottled dusky-winged butterflies. Turkeys and quail consume the seeds. New Jersey tea is part of the buckthorn family, but it's not the nasty invasive that came from across the sea. This deciduous shrub is a native to many parts of the U.S., including those of us in the upper Midwest. It grows to about 3 feet tall with small white flowers that occur in 2-inch branch tip clusters. It blooms prolifically June through August. It has a deep root system, which makes it a great ground cover for a slope you don't want to mow or a rocky hillside. That also means that once planted, they don't care to be moved, so choose your site wisely. They're drought tolerant and enjoy part shade to shade. The dried leaves of this nitrogen-fixing shrub make an excellent tea that was very popular during the Revolutionary War period. I have all this information, plus much more, and pictures on my website, gardenbite.com. For a small shrub in sunshine, think winterberry holly. Proven Winners has a really cute little goblin red that grows to about 3 to 4 feet tall and produces large berries. This shrub is native to the U.S. from Wisconsin eastward and also parts of eastern Minnesota. Little Goblin Red is a dwarf cultivar. It also appreciates wetter soils and clay and is hardy to zone 3, a trifecta for some. Proven Winners says it's great for mass plantings, hedges, cutting gardens. It can also be used in rain gardens and bioswales. I have lots more information, including to produce berries, the need for a little male goblin for pollination. That's on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.